From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Roosevelt is the largest high school in Seattle. The school is good at many things, but not football. The Rough Riders have lost every game this year, and they've been losing for as long as any of the current students can remember. NPR's Robert Smith is following life at Roosevelt this school year, and he has this story about playing at the bottom of the league.
Seattle's high school football teams play in Memorial Stadium, a cavernous concrete amphitheater downtown. It seats about 12,000 people. On this Friday night, 11,500 seats are empty. The Roosevelt Rough Riders are playing a team from the suburbs and are behind by 45 points. Only a handful of students even show up to see the drubbing. Senior Peter Boyd says he rarely comes.
You're not going to have a big turnout when you have a team with a reputation like this.
They have a reputation of losing, and losing big. Roosevelt is 0-6 for the season. In fact, the team is playing so poorly on this night that parents stand on the sidelines with their backs to the action and videotape the band, which, by the way, is very good. In every league, some team has to be last. Roosevelt's hard times seem more than just bad luck. All of Seattle's inner-city schools are at the bottom. The suburban teams, from a ring of wealthy communities known as the East Side, are all at the top. It's been this way for years. Roosevelt is a strong competitor in basketball, track, and soccer. But football requires the kind of space and resources that's rare for a city school. It's not that the Rough Riders don't work hard. Come Monday, it's back to practice on a mangy field behind the school.
Bring it with you. Keep your feet moving. Wrap it up. Nice job.
The practice field has no chalked lines, only one goalpost and large expanses of dirt.
And this is actually good compared to what we're used to because it hasn't rained. When it rains, this turns into one big mud pit, and so we just got to work a little harder.
Roosevelt's head football coach, Chris Hardy, says there are 100 little things that make competing difficult. The suburban teams have better practice fields, nicer uniforms, more coaches, more money. Those things don't necessarily make a winner, but they do attract kids to the football team, and that's Roosevelt's big problem. The Rough Riders have only 45 players on the team, only three seniors. The suburban teams can be twice that size. Gavin Dore, a defensive coach, says in the suburbs they learn the love of football early.
See, they get guys start training for football and playing football when they're about the sixth grade in Woodinville, Bothell, all the East Side schools. They canceled middle school football in Seattle Public Schools, and it kills us at the high school level because we don't have kids playing football until they're 14 years old.
Come on, Army!
Nice!
Inexperienced as they may be, the Rough Riders at least seem to be having fun. They run practice plays and cheer on each other from the sidelines. Junior Gabe Scarpelli brags that they really are a great football team. They're just keeping it a secret.
It's kind of fun that no one expects us to win, you know? Every game we're always underdogs, but that's kind of fun. I mean, it doesn't really, you don't have anything to lose when you go out and play.
Nah, I don't really care what other people think.
Nick Bainbridge is a defensive lineman.
They can talk all they want. Just because we're 0-6, that doesn't mean we suck that much, you know? East Side teams, of course, are going to be good.
It's hard. In a sport measured by wins and losses, the players have to find other reasons to play. When the kids here say they love football, they have to believe them. There's no glory out here. The coaches end up being, more than anything else, salesmen for the game. They celebrate each good play, each close call. Coach Dore.
No matter what high school experience you have, whether you win the state championship or you lose every game, you will always remember the guys you played with. And we try and make that as positive an experience as we can. Nice job getting the end zone, kid! Part of the game.
Still, one measly win could work wonders for this team. And in a few days, they're going to the suburbs to face the Woodinville Falcons. Woodinville is about a half an hour east of Seattle. You drive over the lake and through expensive wooded subdivisions. At the crest of the hill, you can see the football field glowing from a distance. It has perfect Kelly Green artificial turf lit by floodlights. It's the day before the game with Roosevelt, and the Woodinville Falcons are practicing their punts.
You ready?
Sophomore Britton August knows that their facilities are nicer than the city schools, but he isn't buying the line that they're a privileged team.
I don't think money is an issue. I think it's just an excuse that they make. But they're not good, they're going to make excuses.
The Woodinville coach, Terry Agnew, says you have to look at the big picture. It may hurt to lose, but the competition with the suburbs is actually making the city teams rise to a new level.
Because they're in our league, the schools have seen fit to give them more coaches so they have better coaching staffs, and they're a lot better teams now. So nobody's a pushover in our league.
He may have more faith in the Roosevelt Rough Riders than the team does in itself. Game day. 2,000 Woodinville parents and students packed the stands on the west side of the field. On the other side, barely 100 Roosevelt fans have made the drive out to the suburbs. Roosevelt cheerleaders Emmy Zamita and Jill Greiner stand in a cold drizzle.
We make up for everyone who doesn't come and wasn't here.
One of us counts for about 10 normal fans.
In a bunker-like visiting locker room, Roosevelt coach Hardy gives the team a last pep talk. He isn't a typical gruff and burly head coach. At his day job, he's a pager salesman, and he smooth-talks the team.
Okay, gentlemen, no more excuses about only having three seniors. We're too good of a football team for that. Let's go out and play football like we can, take it to them early, and hold on for the victory.
One, two, three.
The Riders take the field. And in the first quarter, an amazing thing happens. Roosevelt scores first. They are ahead for a full 15 minutes. You can see the concentration in the Rough Riders' faces. Everything seems to be working. The offense is moving the ball. The defense is actually holding the line. Woodinville scores. The game is tied for about 20 seconds. Then Woodinville scores again. Roosevelt's making mistakes. They're getting penalties, leaving holes open. Woodinville gets another touchdown, and then another, 28-7. Halftime comes like a savior for Roosevelt. The second half, though, is just as rough. Back on the field, Woodinville widens its lead. Parents of the Roosevelt players watch with a zen-like calm. Debbie Givens and Larry Richards are here for their son, Alex.
You know, I like to call it character building, and, you know, we have to learn that you can't always win.
Can't always lose, too. That's
right, exactly. We'll be here whether they win or lose.
And lose they will, but not before something interesting happens. At some point in the fourth quarter, when Roosevelt is down by 27 points, the players begin to smile. Once it becomes hopeless, they start joking around, mocking their opponents, rolling their eyes. Oddly enough, they start to play better, looser than they've been all game. They still lose, but they're almost happy at the end. Wide receiver Gabe Scarpelli.
We played pretty well today. We had a couple of bad breaks.
The players head for the buses, while Hardy and the other coaches lag behind. There is one good thing that came out of tonight. No more Eastside schools. This is their last trip this season to the suburbs. The final two games are against city schools, and there is a fighting chance that Roosevelt can win those. If not, there's always next year. Robert Smith, NPR News, Seattle.
It's NPR, National Public Radio.